Are you looking to buy hay? Can't find anything local? When you finally do find hay, don't also bring undesired pests to your farm or ranch along with that imported hay. More in a moment.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here's the university's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Hay is expensive this fall and very hard to find. Many folks are looking out of state, even out of country, to find hay for this winter. Whenever you bring hay from another location onto your land, you also bring any pests onto your land that were in the distant hayfield. If hay comes from someone close by, you probably won't bring anything you don't already have. But when hay comes from a long distance, you can get pests that are new or extra hard to control. So what should you be looking for? It could be any number of things, but some examples might be Sericea lespidiza from Kansas, endophyte-infected fescue from Arkansas, leafy spurge from North Dakota, or Canada thistle from, well, Canada. These examples all are weeds, but hay also can carry other pests. For example, it might contain alfalfa weevils from just about anywhere, or fire ants from Texas. Fire ants won't survive a typically harsh Nebraska winter, but if it's mild like last year and the hay is well sheltered, they could be a problem for a season or two. Now, I don't mean to suggest that all hay from these areas I've mentioned will carry problem pests. Lots of very good hay is made in these areas. But how do you reduce the risk of acquiring these pests? Begin by asking questions. Find out what pests are a problem in that area. Check references. Reserve the right to refuse the hay after it arrives and you've checked it out thoroughly. Then, when you feed the hay, do it only in a small area. That way, if a problem does develop, you can keep it isolated and hopefully controllable.
We'll take a look to those area hay prices coming up after this.